Good morning. My name is Tom Dobbins. I am the Special Magistrate for Municipal Code Enforcement, and we're here to convene a code enforcement hearing on February 25th, 2015 at 9 a.m. I will approve the previous minutes and ask the clerk to swear in the officers from the City of Ocala who will be testifying today.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. For the record, Wayne Thomas, Greg McClellan, Matt Lockstreet, Terry Allen, David A. Thompson, and Jason Gilchrist have the oath. Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Matt Lockstreet with the City of Ocala. I'm the appointed supervisor for the Code Enforcement Division. I've been certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement. I've been in this division for a little over 3 years. I'm also a law enforcement officer for the City of Ocala, and I'm presenting the cases this morning. First case we'd like to go to is case COM 14-1978. It's a case involving Officer Greg McClellan and the City of Ocala versus Michael Anderson Stewart at location of 1224 Northeast 10th Avenue. Parcel ID is 2614-003-006. And a violation of Code Section 3495. The summary of findings is Officer Greg McClellan responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is a violation of the city's code that is overgrown and contains junk and debris. Additional investigation by Officer McClellan revealed the respondent has not taken corrective action on the violations, and all attempts by Officer McClellan to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff does have a recommendation. I present the record for you.
Sure, certainly.
Yep, we find the respondent guilty of violating Code Section 3495, ordering them to cut clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and to pay the cost of prosecution of the case all except for 14 days. Failing to find $25 per day, and the city enter the property before utilizing any means required, while call compliance as mean. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. We do have representation here on the case, and Officer McClellan is available for any questions.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, let's call up, who do we have here today who would like to speak on this matter? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Dobbs. I apologize. I was a bit...
Right.
Raise your right hand for me. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
State your name and address for the record.
Michael Anderson Stewart. Ross 24 Northeast 10th Avenue,
Ocala,
Florida.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Stewart. What would you like me to know about this case?
I can't talk about it because this is a matter of it's a federal case, depending on matters. What I can say to you, I had cardiac arrest of this case.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, can you present some records here? Because
certainly, anything you present will become part of the record here today, and I'll have to keep.
This
but
is from my boss, Suzanne. Okay. See, I got your first one, the second one here. And the first thing I have to present is what I can tell you about. More than the third temporary first. This was written, tell the truth. I wasn't picked up on North Pine Avenue by a Perry County ambulance, so the public is set up for law. Second of all, this letter is bizarre register document from the state of Florida. Since I agree to not sue the state of Florida for incarcerating the empty centers illegally, so they innocent, and I promise the state head investigator of District 4 His name is Ronnie Graham, made this decision. But soon as I got all this, I was on Doug Swire, state senator, which is Mr. Ickes, and asked him to get more funds. So what happened will never happen again to another person. Thing is, my lawnmowers were stolen. My lawnmowers were, had parts stolen. My weed eater was brought. I have, I'm disabled, I was born with several policies. Had a medical label, it's very special, sorry. But I say, I'm just a village G. I'm diagnosed with fire chief of heart syndrome. It means I know right from wrong better than anybody. And the only paralyzed is therapy. And every time in the past, I've been a violation, it was my neighbor Michelle that did it. This kind of violation came in from the person who bought my house. Put me in the center jail legally, gave false statements to the code enforcement board, saying my house was rat infested. My animals were accidentally taken. I came home very sick with Kate Farms, I had to find a waiver for that. One of them was dying with a sinus infection, missing whole food. Then, yeah, nobody did wrong. The only person who did wrong was for a decision. And only one man can make that decision in this city for the justice to be done, and he's my good friend. And I won't call his name, but he has to make decisions. And the thing is, my doctor said, when you come in today, I ask this, and somebody can this to you, because I'm asking for this to be taken care of by you, and I can ask the state to do this. But do not call the name. It's worth a lot of money on the street, and people get killed over it. And it's the most dangerous drug of all.
Okay.
You see, sir, when you do wrong, you say you're sorry. Because I understand to say Greg on the phone, I called and asked for attention and asked him what's wrong. Greg asked me, he asked me a simple question. I want you to ask Greg, did they do a background check on this person with exonerating you of all the charges he calls the brought against you? Because he said, we are responsible for not doing a background check on him. And my concern is, is he confident enough to be held in trial and court for his guilt? I said, you know, sir, I'm not the one to make that decision. I'm just a fellow Jenny as the judge. He said, you're not stupid. You're humble.
Okay.
When I went to the person that was asked to see by the FBI, and he said he didn't want to do nothing, I accept my friend. If he changes his mind, then the FBI does their job. But you know, my doctor gave me one blessing. When I came in here, she says, there's a blessing. You're stabilized. You, and you can keep this stage 4, not keep 72 hours. This is the 72-hour point. I go into physical therapy, deal with the exercises from the injuries I occurred when a guy attacked me on this drug, just buying it on the street. He broke my teeth. I had hernia surgery in 5 years old. He broke my hernia. He left me with what was called temporary paralysis when my shoulder laid. His permanent soft tissue damage. I feel the pain in my right hand.
Okay.
But because I was born with cerebral palsy, I never was Mabel College to see. Because my doctor wrote a letter to
Mr. Stewart, what we're here about today is the weeds and the junk and debris in your yard.
The only junk and debris in my yard, what Dad left in my yard, he left my clothes dryer. He took my brand new clothes dryer. He moved it out, put the dining off the carport, put the dining table in there in the bar fridge. The thing is, I have a dryer there, and I have a dishwasher there, and because I have a hernia, I can't move it myself.
Okay.
And my church is trying to go and help me. They haven't wanted to do nothing because of the matter at hand. They're kind of afraid, but one of the men in the church from the building committee, he said, "You tell your priest that you don't have your house paid, but it's the United States." I want him to ask the best to get the funds to allow me to help you get your house back to work.
Okay.
The thing is, you can't work for free, but I only live on $735 a month for social security.
Okay.
I give my time back to the community. I have to go for a background check once a year with the city because I was discovered in Austin. Since 19, I've been working a classified job under the management, started under the chief of police, with Chief Alvarez. Most importantly, one's classified, one almost probably, and most importantly, I'm sorry. When I'm on that medicine, I don't need to be talking to anybody. I don't need to be disrespecting anybody. It makes me sweet.
Okay.
But I'm sorry.
No, no problem. Officer McClellan, if you could go over the photographs with me for a moment here.
Yes.
Is this the condition in which you found the property?
This was a complaint that we had, and I went and arrived, and yes, that is how I found it. There has been small actions taken to get it a little bit better tape. There also has been additional stuff brought to the house. Main things are is that the yard, the junk and the debris around the yard can get picked up, and the weeds and the grass be mowed. That is all we're looking for today.
Okay. Okay.
Can I ask a question? I have two dogs, and my dog was drunk, and the lady that did it 7 years ago. My dog and shaved him halfway, and she's spending 7 years in prison because of what I think of the scripts, and she was about 7 years in prison. The thing is, when we say just in my yard, I had to move some stuff out for getting some stuff done. Then I got so much pain while I'm in physical therapy because with the soft tissue injury, I activated on getting the dishwasher moved to be able to do something. So I have to boot stuff out. So I was left with a situation when my guns returned. I suddenly have a massive explosion of German cockroaches along with fire.
Part of the
that's inside my house.
Okay, so the city is looking for the grass and weeds to be mowed, and the furniture to be moved back inside the residence.
Yeah, anything that's unsightly or unsanitary should be put inside where it can't be seen. And any of the younger debris that is on the ground should be picked up, and the grass should be mowed. We like I said, this was complaint driven. We've had 11 cases at this property, nine of which have been complaint driven.
About one person previously, and then the person who the property.
Okay.
Why I've been exonerated by the state. And it's one person who makes a successful investigation that great everyone wants it to be.
Okay, Mr. Stewart, you said your church was going to help you out moving the stuff.
Well, the man that owned the building thing, he asked my priest, said, "You tell your priest, if your house is not taken, because there's a 100% chance your house is going to be taken because of the medication, because they don't care."
Well, we're not here today to take anybody's house.
Somebody should lose their house when they try. Now, there's all these 11 cases every time.
Okay, well, let me stop you a minute. All we're here today to do is try and resolve your yard and to get it mowed and to get the stuff back inside your house. So what I need to know and hear from you is do you think you can do that?
I'm on my yard getting my dishwasher and getting my dryer back in from where it's covered. My church has to pay for help, and they didn't want to do it because of who's involved. But, you know, it's scary, and the thing is, standing on our building committee, he said, go and tell the police, if they don't take your house, I expect them to tell the best truth. They thought this was more than anybody can live with, and you are just telling it in God's face, which is good for love and prayer, justice will be done.
Okay.
So this is my friend that has to make the decision.
Okay.
As the city employee.
Do you think if you've had 2 weeks, do you think your church spoke to help?
The police has to ask for the funds to be approved. They refuse at this point. Because my priest is a retired captain of the U.S. Navy. The person responsible here that made the complaint is a sergeant major attached to the U.S. Army Delta Force out of Fort Bragg. His job is classified. He was my friend. He robbed me, took me where I didn't belong. That medication, like before.
Sure.
Well,
what I need to do here this morning.
What I'm saying, y'all can be God.
Okay.
By the grace of God, my priest will give the resources. Because I can't move this heavy stuff. I moved everything I could out, but there's stuff heavy that I can't lift because of the hernia and the pain I'm in. I have 3 disc injuries.
Sure.
I know my pain limit. And most importantly, I'll be honest, no wife wants a husband that's lazy. No wife wants a husband that's an addict because he wasn't responsible with medication. And third of all, no wife wants a husband that doesn't listen to her. And that's my opinion. I think when I get married, I was my mother's caregiver. My father died in 5 years ago. I had to buy this house. I didn't know this house. I couldn't make it on $735 a month living in the thing is, God never fails on me. I know my something's going to change, but I'll have the yard cut 2 weeks.
Okay.
We have moved in. And the only thing I ask is my trash cans are put on the side of the yard. That's how I'm able to survive at $735. Is I collect cans. I do 2 jobs, 2 very special people. And it's called volunteer because it costs me $100 an hour in the shop. It just changed the price to $75 because of the competition.
Okay. Okay, let me get some clarification from the city of what they're looking for to be removed.
The yard could be cut and junk debris in the yard could be removed. The bigger stuff underneath the overhang is not our concern at this time.
The trash cans are not our concern at all. Okay, the stuff in the yard is concerned. The 2 items are new problems. That's my dishwasher and my dryer. Yeah, and I told Jordan that the move, like that's fine, somebody you do it. And I know God, you smell, sir. He never fails our needs. Every time with the 11th supply before, I always apply. So I peel up from stage 4 aspects.
Okay. Well, Mr. Okay. Well, Mr. Stewart, what I'm going to do here today is I'm going to give you 2 weeks to cut and mow the grass. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I believe this stuff will get moved in.
Okay.
But I need some resource to help me move stuff to get it back in.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Is
the city looking to do the work if it's not performed?
I'm going to perform.
We can work with Michael on this matter. If he does comply and we have continual major complaints, yeah, the city will step in and take action.
Sir, the thing is, Michelle said he's got to be off today. I am responsible for the police complaint. I'm a low rank and you tell me what I was doing if she talked to Dr. Mercer Aaron to tell me. If I ever did this again, Michael will file a civil lawsuit and file an off charge against him under notice. So she said, low rank is retired. She had to deal with cases. Everyone after the first man, and the first man, I to wet me up because I was on Dollar Tree, and I've had a very bad, and I didn't even remember. My neighbor on the house next door told me why I did. I was so put down the city hall that next morning to apologize to you.
Well, what we're going to do this morning, Mr. Stewart, I'm going to order you to cut and clean up your property and move the stuff back inside. I'm going to give you 14 days to do that. Okay.
Sir, I will complete it because nothing's impossible for God. Help is going to come.
Okay. Failing which, the city to cut and clean the property. And a fine of $25 per day to be assessed as a lien. It's only if you don't do it, okay?
I'm going to do it, sir. Will you do me one favor?
Sure.
We call Dr. Mercer Burnley of the Lowering Kennedy and his boss, Chip. And Chip had a very special job that he can't do no more. That's why he's on his chip, and that's why it's fine. Because you know, I do the same work he did, and I never asked for a paycheck for my job, but I got one to do it. So he said the children can't defend themselves, and I'm there to protect them. The thing is, that job is under city management. They were the replacement of the chief of police, but I was like being a sworn in for it. I still say this, a person who's not tried doesn't deserve the freedom to be in. We only a heroin from insanity because we only take two shots and judge the world incompetently. This is what this waiver was about.
Well, the hearing today is the hearing today, and you've got 14 days. 2 weeks.
I promise you.
Okay.
I can do the impossible, but nothing's impossible for my Jesus.
Okay. All right. Well, you have 2 weeks to clean it up, and failing which, a fine of $25 per day, and the city to enter upon the property and do the work utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien.
Mr. Dobbs, will you do me one favor?
Mm-hmm.
Will you make sure the state makes sure doctors are contacted when patients are on narcotics?
Oh, okay. That's not what we're here about today.
But
we're just here.
This is why I haven't applied, because of pain medicine to narcotics. Because this is exposed bone to the
process.
Sure. And because of that, and it's closed right now, more than therapy because I've aggravated the soft tissue injury. After I come out there, I start cutting my brow. Then I will ask my church, and I will pray they come up with a miracle.
Okay.
Because God never fails on
you. Okay.
And you are kind.
And if not, Officer McClellan's going to help you clean it up, okay?
I'm going to say this. God knows somebody here, and you're a good man, just like Craig. When I put Craig, doesn't do no wrong. I asked the question, and he was felt like I was doing something to him and Jim. But it was that by Mr. Graham to ask that. We don't even want to repeat that question. Mistakes are made, but what I want to do is make sure the state can call a doctor so nobody ever becomes 11 victims. Because every time I apply,
okay. We've got this one case today, which we've concluded. You've got 2 weeks to go ahead and clean everything up, and after which the city will assist in that cleanup process if you can't get it done in 2 weeks.
Sir, I'm going to get it done.
Okay.
Because I promise you, Mr. Dobbs, because the person's got one in front of him, so it's being decided.
Okay.
I've set the example according to the doctor. If you got enough, but I'm only human. And I'm going to say that I may have a label, but I'm not smart. And the Holy Spirit can put it. And that's the truth. It's spoken on in Proverbs 10:11. I'm a fourth generation.
Well, I thank you for coming today, Mr. Stewart. We've got a few other folks here we got
to
hear from. I can't do that. That's not what we do here. But work with the Officer McClellan to get your property cleaned up. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dobbins, for your time, and God bless you, sir.
Now, we'll continue to the next case, in the order that folks have arrived. It is case CON 14-1930, case involving Officer Brendan Clemmie in the City of Ocala versus Rita J. Williams, at location of 801 West Silver Springs Place, Capital Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The violations are 34, 32, 3495, 34, 98, 82, 181, and 82, 182. The summary of findings are, Officer Greg McClellan responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code, that it has water collection, gentleman debris, and has a dangerous structure. The structure is dangerous due to its unsecured dilapidated condition. Additionally, also McClellan requested a structural evaluation, and Inspector David Thompson of the Building Department responded to continuing an inspection, which resulted in a score of 20 points and dilapidated, requiring major restoration of the structure of the current floor of the building code regulations. All attempts by Officer McClellan to have the responder remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. Staff does have a recommendation. I can read that into the record.
Sure. Certainly.
Staff is finding respondent guilty of violation of City Code Section 3432, 3495, 3498, and 82181 and 182. Order them to drain or treat all standing water collections on the property. Test clean up their property, properly removing all junk debris. The respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the resident up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days. Or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days to all demolition and cleanup of the debris be completed within 60 days. And four, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 30 days. Failing with a fine of, I'm going to strike that out, it's $500. It'll actually be $25 today. I apologize. And the city to enter upon the property to do the cleanup and require demolition work, utilizing any means required. All cost of fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. We do have representation here on the case, and also the phone is available for any questions.
Officer McClellan, you found the property in this condition. It's been set forth in the case and the photographs.
Yes. I was in the area, and it was actually a neighborhood complaint, and that is the reason I went to this location.
Right. Okay. And we have some representation about the property here today?
Grandson.
Okay. Good morning. The clerk will swear you in and have you identify yourself for the record first.
Please raise your hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Please state your names and address for the record.
Rita J. Williams.
And your address?
Criminal address is 801 West
Springs. Thank you.
And
you, sir?
My name is Darren Brooks, and I'm here representing my grandma, Rita Williams.
Okay, and your address?
My address is 507 Northwest 6th Avenue.
All right, thank you.
Good morning. What would you like me to know about the case here today?
First of all, sir, I would like you to know that when the case began, I wasn't aware of it. My grandma, I guess she received some letters in the mail, and it was, I'm pretty sure she read them, and she put them aside, and she was stressing about it, and she didn't have any means of getting anything done. When it was brought to my attention by my mom, which is her daughter, I went around, I got the yard cleaned up as best as I could at that point, and at that point, I gave Mr. McCullen a call and told him that I had plans on making sure that the house was boarded up and, secured, where there would be nobody in or out, and that I, did everything at this present time that I could, with the finances and the time that I had to put into it. I got it, and I have some pictures of the, house rest as it is now, where it's boarded up and, yard cleaned up.
Okay, I'll take a look at those photographs. So before you leave, Mr. Liffried, no problem. What is the city looking for remaining remediation here?
It's looking to see what their intentions are, if they want to bring it up to current board building code.
Okay.
Or what they would like to do with the property.
Okay.
We received neighbor complaints on this, so the city has taken action with what we needed to do.
Okay. Okay. So the structure isn't up to current Florida building code, and so the city is asking if what you're sort of longer-term intention is. Are you going to bring the house up to code to make it habitable?
That's my intention.
Okay.
Right now, the only problem is the finances.
Okay.
And I'm currently waiting on a family member, which is my brother. He has a ongoing lawsuit, and he's assuring me and my grandmother that when he gets his money in the next 6 to 8 months, so I don't think it'll be that long. However, as soon as he gets his money to his lawsuit, that he's gonna provide us with the money to bring the house up to code. Whatever we have to do with the city is for my grandma to be able to move back into her house. She's currently living right next door to the house, to my mom's house. And I plan on working with Mr. McCullen, doing whatever I have to do to get the house back up to code. Right at this present moment, I don't have any money to put into the house.
Okay.
That's why I just got it boarded up and cleaned and secured, and I give my word that I will keep the property clean. You won't have any more complaints by any more neighbors or anyone about the yard or anything else. But I just don't have the finances at the moment to do it. If I did, it'd be done already.
Okay. Okay. So my understanding is that they want to bring it up to code, and so he just will need to get a building permit,
correct. Once he obtains the building permit, that'll extend it out 180
days. Okay.
Anytime that he calls for an inspection, the building inspector comes out to check the work that he's done, it'll extend it out.
Okay.
So he'll have plenty of time.
Okay. So
what?
Okay. So the city is asking that you obtain a building permit in the next 30 days. That's, you've got to come down to the city. You've got to put in an application to the city and get the permit. Not that all the work has to be done, but you have to have started the process by getting the permit and part of the process here. And then that'll give you 180 days to do the work on the property, okay? And actually potentially even longer depending upon inspections and how things proceed, okay? So um, it
it appears to me from the photographs that the property's been cleaned up.
I would like to say that he's been a pleasure. He's been contacting. He has worked very hard on the property. The property feels secure.
Okay.
So the threat of people getting in and out, that has gone away. The property has been cleaned up.
Okay.
He has been working very, very hard on this house.
Okay. Okay.
The only reason I feel that he came today is due to the dangers of being scored at 20 on the structure.
On the 20, nobody can live in the structure. It's unsafe for, ma'am, for you to live there at the moment, and so you understand that.
Yes.
Okay. You were in violation of the city code, so I find you guilty of violating the city code here. I'm going to order you to obtain a building permit within 30 days, okay? And then to bring the residents up to all Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or to obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days, okay? Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day in the city to enter upon the property to do the required cleanup or demolition work, utilizing any means necessary with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. So you have 30 days to go get your building permit. Once you get your building permit, you're going to have at least 6 months or more to bring the structure up to code. So continue to work with the city, and that should allow you time to go ahead and continue forward from there. And we appreciate you cleaning it up and appreciate you getting the structure all secured. And if you wind up with any problems in the process, you can contact the city code officers, and they'll work with you and assist with you on the process here. Okay? All right. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
This one's a little different on your screen. It'll say compliance and it'll say non-compliance. There's two actual folders.
Gotcha.
So what we're going to do with these cases are case CON 14-1745, 1747, and 1750 are in your compliance folder. And this is a case involving Officer Wayne Thomas in the City of Ocala and Amston Sign Advisors Inc. The location of 352 North Magnolia Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Code sections are 110.33, 110.51, 122.51. And the service was obtained on 11/7/14 for the notice of violation and 2/14/2015 for the notice of hearing. Summary of findings, and it's going to be the same in all three cases. I can read all three into the record if you like, or I can read the summary of findings of this one. And it's Officer Wayne Thomas received information from the building department that permits were applied for and work was completed prior to permits being issued in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation by Officer Thomas revealed conversations with the respondent. Signed permit was not called for final inspection. The respondents indicated that it was a money-related issue and that they would contact Officer Thomas or the building department to get it figured out. Officer Thomas made a site visit to their business location prior to the official notice being sent. At that time, a 30-day extension was granted to respondents to come into compliance. Work by Officer Thomas enabled the violation to be cleared by the respondent. However, the city is continuing to adhere to obtain an order, which is consistent with what we've done in the past. Staff has a recommendation. I can read that into the record. Okay. We find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Sections 110.33, 110.51, and 122.51. Order them to not perform any additional uncommitted work in the city limits. Respondent to pay a fine in the amount of $250 for this offense. And prepay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of $50 per day without cost upon assessed as a limit. After 90 days of non-payment, for the city attorney's office consideration of foreclosure. We do have representation here. Officer Thomas is available for any questions as well.
Okay. I'll hear from Officer Thomas and then from the representation.
Good morning. I've worked pretty closely with Ms. Anderson to get this resolved. Unfortunately, we have a couple of different times. This particular case, they did bring the design files, and that they were receiving for.
Okay. And so I understand the problem is the sign was not permitted, or it was.
I can elaborate.
Okay.
The permit process was started. Until a permit is actually switched to an issued status, it is still in review. It does not release the contractor to the work, and the work was performed prior to it being released or issued. Then assigned pre-site inspection is done at that point during review, which approves where it's placement, what it looks like, all its requirements to the zoning code. After that, then a signed compliance inspection is done once the permit is issued, so that we can verify that it is actually where it was stated on the plan and what was applied for was placed there. That had not taken place on all of these cases that we brought to you today.
Okay.
And at that point, then the permit would be filed through a final inspection through the building department.
Okay.
That did take place on these cases.
Okay. So the violation has been cleared, but the violation occurred.
That's correct.
On 14/17/45. Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. And we have some representation here today. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
If you could be sworn in and state your name and address for the record.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give would be the whole truth and will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Sue Ampton. I'm one of the co-owners of Ampton Unadvisors, the address is 352 North Magnolia, Hotel Florida, 34475.
What would you like me to know about this case, Ms. Ampton?
Well, the permits that have been cited for occurred over a four-year period. The first three permits, the old permits, were back at a time when my husband actually had another job through a commission at that time, and I was working by myself for the most part, and basically it all just simply been oversight on my part because I have a lot of babies that I had to help. I apologize for it. I have no other excuse. It happened. I take full responsibility. I'm sorry about it. I'm trying to get it cleared up. But the problem now is also during that period of time is when the bottom dropped out of the economy. And finances, when my husband was no longer commissioner and we were put back into a business that basically didn't have any business, finances for the last 2.5 years have been very, very difficult. We've been in survival mode, and we're still in survival. It's starting to get better. I have to say that this year so far in particular is improving, but that's been part of my problem since Dwayne came and talked to me the very first time. I'm lucky that I can come up with the money for 2 mortgages and electric bills and phones and just to keep going and to come up with extra money. And even, I've cleared up 3 permits. I've come up with the money for 3 permits. I still need $566 more to finish off the next 3 permits. There's no way I can do that in 14 days. I actually am requesting some additional time so that I can get through. I have to. I want to and I have to.
She's not close to that at all. She has been working diligently. She's coming to our office. She's coming to the building department. She is making the effort to move forward to come into compliance.
Okay.
We've been in business for 35 years. We've always been one that follows rules. And this is out of character, I guess I can say, for what we've always stood for. And I've always had, because of special relationships, we've always had a good relationship with everybody at the city. And, I know better than anyone what's right and what's wrong. So I'm not denying that I did it all. I just need the best time for the sake of finances, if nothing else. All of those permits were applied for before the job was done. Everything was taken care of except for picking up the permit and calling for the final inspection. That's where I fell down. And so that's, I apologize that it happened, and now I've got to make the process.
Okay. To sort of streamline this to a certain extent here, you're looking for case 14-17-45, 14-17-47, and 14-17-50. Everybody's in agreement that for whatever reason the permits didn't get picked up and that they didn't
are
get
the three that
the
now
three
in
now in compliance. Just
I
those
picked up those permits. I already 2 of them, the final inspections were already done. I think the last one, the final inspection, is being done today. The compliance, code compliance, was done yesterday. That one is in progress. The others, I come up with more money.
Okay. So the issue for the okay. So we've got 3 in compliance here now, and everybody agrees that they weren't in compliance, and then we have 14-17.
Read that.
I'm sorry.
Would you like me to read the other 4?
We're 14. I was just pulling them up here. Then we've got 14, 17, 48, all of them. 14. Okay, 14, 17, 48, 14, 17, 51, 14, 17, 52, and 14, 17, 53. So the circumstances are the same violations in each of them, and the same circumstance in each of them. We just have 3 in compliance now, and we have 4 that are not in compliance.
If it works for the money, I can go pick them up tomorrow, take them all out, could inspect them all tomorrow.
Right.
It's down to finance.
Okay.
And I just have to, because it doesn't come fast enough or enough at a time, I wouldn't have any other, if it weren't for the money, I need to spread it out.
Okay. All right. And so the city is just looking for to have the permits issued, I guess. And then that'll bring it into code compliance at that point once they're issued, because then it's up to them if they inspect it and if it meets the the requirements?
Yeah, that's all we're looking for, is the sign compliance being take place and the final inspection, and then the final will be final at that point.
Okay, the signs will be final at that point, okay.
I mean, is there a...
All right.
No, I don't know the answer to this question, but is there a way that I could pick up those permits and work out some kind of payment plan on the money that's owed, or, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not aware of the process.
I doubt that would occur. I don't know, we're not the building department, but, okay. All right, so for 14-17-45, 14-17-47, and 14-17-50, I'm going to find you absent sign advisors, Inc., in violation of sections 110-33, 110-51, and 122-51. All three of those, and order you not to perform additional work unpermitted within the city limits. Is the city looking for a fine in these instances, or just a cost of prosecution, or what is the city looking for in the ones that are in compliance?
This is a fine. We do this with all of our cases that are of the same nature, with sign issues like this. $250 is a fine and not a fee.
Okay.
Up to discretion of the magistrate with that. The city is looking to get the cost of prosecution, because that is hard cost. Mm-hmm. The city has expended mailing and staff time.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think in the statute I order the cost of prosecution.
Correct.
Inside of there. We have a series of all of these. And our goal is to get the other ones in compliance here, I'm guessing, so that we have permitted signs that are correct out there.
Correct.
Okay. And what I hear the respondent saying is that I'm having trouble coming up with the money to get the permits issued here. Okay. And the city has...
I can speak to our office. We see you accept a plan.
Okay.
Sir,
yes.
I understand the cost of bring tape that we certified letters, which actually probably wasn't necessary, except I'm sure it was process. I understand that, but I'd like to ask you if you could abate the additional $250 fine or fines or whatever that or whatever that is called.
Okay. Do I have a discretion in the fines?
You do.
Okay. I have a discretion in the fines. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to order you to pay the cost of prosecution of the case. As assessed within 90 days for those three.
What is the cost? That's something that I don't know.
The costs are in affidavits, and the cost of prosecution is. I'm sorry, I'm scrolling.
Page 48 of your
$48. $141.63 for one case. and then it's going to be individual on each case, I'm assuming.
Since they're all done at the same time, that times that number?
See, we'd love to get the hard cost mailing sent out as the cost of prosecution. We can yield, there are seven cases that were pieced together at the same time. They are separate locations, so city time was intended for each location.
Okay.
At your discretion.
Okay. Well, I'm going to order the cost of prosecution to be repaid within 90 days. Okay? For the three cases in compliance here, okay, that are in compliance and or that have been brought into compliance. I'm going to fine you $25 for each case, okay, that are brought into compliance. Okay, and that will get the city its cost back. It will assess a fine for the three cases that are all in compliance. For the cases that are 14, 17, 48, I'm sorry, 14, 17, 48, 14, 17, 51, 17, 52, and 17, 53, which are the cases that are not in compliance.
Would you like me to read the order into the record? For the staff recommendation, I'm sorry.
You can read the staff recommendation there if you want.
Okay.
Okay.
For those four cases, we'll find the respondent guilty of violating the city code section 110.33, 110.51, and 122.51. Or did you not perform any additional uncommitted work within the city limits? Respondents pay a fine of $250 for this offense. Obtain a permit fee of double the amount specified for the work without a permit from the one-stop permit division of the building department, or remove the illegal signs within 90 days. And four, pay the cost of prosecution of the case assessed within 14 days, failing which fine of $50 per day with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration for foreclosure.
Okay. So, to pull the permits for these four that remain.
Because of it being double fees, I've already paid double fees on the three that I've complained. And because the remaining ones are double fees, that's why I have to come up with $566.
Okay, so you got to come up with $566 for there. Okay, so I'm going to, on those four cases, I'm going to find you guilty of violating city code sections 110.33, 110.51, and 122.51. I'm order you not to perform any additional unpermitted work within the city limits. I'm going to order you to obtain the permit fee of double the amount specified for work without a permit from the one-stop permits division of the building department, or remove the illegal sign within 90 days. Okay? I'm going to order you to pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 120 days. Okay? And I'm going to fine you $50 for each offense. Okay. Failing which, a fine of $50 per day with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. I don't think there's a foreclosure involved in here at all. But give you some more time to go ahead and do it. Try and work with you here on it. I'm not gonna assess you the big fine that we can. I mean, in recognition of the fact that these are seven cases and you do a lot more sign work than that, and you try and stay in compliance, and mistakes happen, but I do have to fine you because that is what we do that when these things occur.
I don't deny that I did something wrong, so I understand that.
Right, so get the cost paid, get the new permits done, give you 3 months here to get it together to do that, and move forward. Good luck. Sooner than you. I understand nobody wants it done sooner than you. I understand that.
I have been since then, I've got at least one issue permit now, so I plan on doing things the way it's supposed to be done. If you were to look how many permits I pulled over the course of these several years, it's a lot more than just what you see here. So, like I said, these were oversight. A lot of things have happened in my life in the last 7 years, especially since August 2012. So, a lot of things have changed, and we're trying to survive.
Certainly. And does the city have any questions or anything further on it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, and we do recognize that, and the city, I'm sure, will work with you on everything. And
the ones that are in compliance, is something sent to those property owners to let them know that everything is in compliance, or?
It's viewable on our website. We can make contact. The officer on the case can make contact with the owners to confirm that. He's already been in contact, I believe, all the companies.
Because the my order will be going to Anson Fines, it will not be going to the.
And it's, like I said, it's viewable online. It's printable at the PDF. Oh. So anybody can view it. Anybody can print it out.
Okay. But is that at the city website on code enforcement?
Yes, it's a small little track to get to that point, and we can help you out with that. It is under the city website. It's under the e-traffic.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
We continue on to the next case in order of those.
And I lost the cases. I apologize. I got clicked happy on shutting down those. Shutting out the PDFs. Okay. Thank you, sir.
That'll be case DON 14-1951, case involving Officer Greg McClellan in the city of Ocala versus Suzanne Dyer. Location of 1165 and Northeast 14th Street in Calgary County, Florida. Parcel ID is 26008-000-00. Violation of 3495, means accumulation of trash, other unsafe and sanitary matter. Section 34121, definition of an abandoned or derelict vehicle, and 34122. And their other vehicles, and section 122-51 building permit required. Legal service was obtained on 12/19/2014 for notice of violation and 1/24/2015 for the notice of hearing. Legal posting was posted on 2/6/2015 for the notice of hearing, and license required to be a building permit required. The summary of findings is Officer Brendan Clellan located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and it has jumped into debris. Abandoned derelict vehicle, and the respondent has conducted unpermitted work on the structure. Additional investigation by Officer McClellan revealed the respondent had not taken corrective action on the violations. All attempts by Officer McClellan to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. Staff has a recommendation. I can read that into the record now if you'd like.
Yes, sir.
We find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495. 34121 and 122 and 122-51, ordered to cut and clean up their property, properly remove any junk and debris, two, remove all abandoned, untagged, inoperable vehicles, or get them properly registered and operational, three, obtain a building permit, be double the amount of the specified work for work without a permit from the one-stop permit division to the building department. And four, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days. Failing which, fine of $25 per day, consider the city to enter the property to do the work utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration for foreclosure. There is representation here, and Officer McClellan is available for any questions.
Okay, Officer McClellan. The property was in the condition of the photographs here?
Yes. This case here, we had a case previous, and we closed it on October 23rd, 2014, and I went by and found it out of compliance again, December 16th, 2014. The vegetation and overgrowth is still there. The car has been, the truck has been removed off the property. What I would say, a garage or covered carport started getting enclosed. They pulled a permit. The permit was never final and it expired, but the work has been started and closed in.
Okay. Okay, and we have someone here about this case. Good morning, ma'am. They'll swear you in and using to state your name and address for the record.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Suzanne Dyra, 1320 Southeast 40th Court, Ocala, Florida, 34471.
Thank you.
What would you like me to know?
Basically, the weeds and all that has been taken care of. It's cleaned up. I called Mr. McClellan on Monday. He mentioned something about the boat. He never originally mentioned or discussed or put in anything. The boat is working. The tag has been renewed. He was not using it. I did go obtain the tag for it just to comply with that. The prior violation was a tenant there. Since I discussed with Mr. McClellan, I came in and cleaned everything out. We have a friend who had an accident a month ago, and my husband towed his vehicle there until he could get it down south to have a friend who repairs on it, which is kind of thing gone. So the only weeds that he may be referring to is there's a patch in the very back of wildflowers. Those are bushes. They're not weeds. There are no other weeds anywhere on the property, so I'm not really sure what. And that was done. Maybe I think I just made a mistake in not calling him to come back out and
reinspect. Okay. Yeah, if you come into compliance, they need to come back out and reinspect, and then they'll let you know if there's a problem with something.
And the permit, I did see with him, I called the building department, the permit was pulled, but that was something that we were going to do, and the tenant was there, but we haven't done anything with it. Can't afford to do anything with it. We don't plan on doing anything else with it. There's just one piece of plywood blocking the carports that people couldn't get in there. I was more than happy to take that away. There was no work actually done. And I just did not renew the permit. And Mr. McClellan said he was going to call the building department on Monday to clean the permit out of them, because they said that I should just write him a letter explaining we did not anticipate doing any more work, therefore we don't need a permit. We were going to put a screen room, and the permit was for both carport and screen room, and we're not doing it. Either of that. So.
Okay. Mr. McClellan, what's the scenario with the building department?
The work, as I see and what I have been able to see from the right of way, it shows that it's been closed. So the permit would have to be changed in the open non living area to a hostile living.
Okay.
The permit would have to be changed. If the structure is removed, the plywood, whatever, showing that it's just a carport, no permit is going to be needed.
Okay. Okay. So if you're the problem is right now, it appears to be enclosed.
I do understand.
And
I
so,
have no
okay.
With that at all.
Okay. All right. Okay. The vehicle's gone. The
boat trailer is tagged.
The boat trailer is tagged. And and then, and he needs to re-inspect for the removal of junk debris and weed, there. Okay. All right, how long, would it take you to remove the, plywood? Oh, okay, so two weeks?
2 weeks would be awesome.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 34121, 122, and 12251. Order you to cut and clean up your property, properly removing any junk or debris. Remove all abandoned, untagged, and inoperable vehicles or get them properly registered and operational. Obtain either a permit fee of double the amount specified for work without a permit from the one-stop permits division of the building department, or remove the enclosure or improvements. And I'll order you to all do that within 14 days. Okay. I'm going to order you to pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 60 days. Okay. Failing which, a fine of $25 per day, and the city to enter upon the property to do the work utilizing any means required, at all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Okay, so get with Officer McClellan in the two-week period here. Get him to re-inspect. Get him to clear you for everything as far as that's concerned, and then just pay the cost of prosecution within 60 days. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much.
There's no other representation here, so we can go in order of the docket. We can go to page 2 of the docket. And case number CLM 14-1424. Case involving Officers Wayne Thomas in City of Ocala versus Elizabeth Forrest and John W. Monning, the second, at a location of 708 Southeast 3rd Street in Calamarian County, Florida. Parcel ID is 2820-029-101. A certified mail has been returned, but legal posting was posted on 9/15 of 2014 for the notice of hearing. And they are in violation of Code Section 3495. The docket does say Sections 34141 through 145. The bank no longer has interest in the property, so this has been removed. It'll fall on the respondents. And I can read the summary of findings in the record. Okay. Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival, observed the property in violation of the city's code that it was overgrown. Further investigation revealed that in 2014, the respondent was brought before the Code Enforcement Special Magistrate and found guilty for Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. That has a recommendation. I can read it in the record for you.
Yes, sir.
Upon the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 162.04 of the Florida statutes. Order to 1, cut and clean up your property, properly removing all junk debris, and 2, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day, to a maximum of $25,000, and the city to enter upon the property through the market for it to utilize any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. All right. Well, Officer Thomas, the property is in the condition of these photographs attached to the complaint?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The overgrown. Okay. All right. Then I will adopt the city's recommendation and find the respondent guilty.
We're going to jump around to page 4, which will be the next case on the agenda. Case is COM 14-1878, case involving Officer Greg McClellan in the City of Ocala versus Haresh Hardwell. the location of 2600 block of Northeast 6th Avenue, Talon, Marion County, Florida. Parcel ID is 2497-005-005. All certified mail has been returned for the notice of violation, but we did receive legal service for notice of hearing on 1/24/2015. We did post the property on 2/6/2015 for the notice of violation of the notice of hearing. In violation of City Code Section 3495 for weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. A summary of findings is Officer Greg McClellan located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code that is overgrown. Additional investigations by Officer McClellan revealed the respondents have not taken any corrective action on the violation. All attempts by Officer McClellan to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation after reading the record.
Certainly.
The final respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, ordered to cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and to pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day and the city to enter upon the property in the work utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days, the bond payment referred to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Officer McClellan, the property is in the condition of these photographs?
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's overgrown. All right, then I will find the respondent guilty and adopt the city recommendation.
We move to our last case on the docket, which is on page 6 of the docket. Case number C115-0003, case involving Officer Greg McClellan in the city of Ocala and Thomas J. McKnight, P.O. Box 6182, Ocala, Florida. The location is 621 Southwest 3rd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Parcel ID is 2851-100-009. Legal service was obtained on 1/12/2015 for the notice of violation and 2/18/2015 for the notice of hearing. Legal posting was posted on the property at 2/6/2015 for the notice of hearing. And they're in violation of Code Section 3495, accumulation of trash, other unsightly and sanitary matter. Section 34121, the definition of abandoned derelict vehicle. Section 34122, abandoned for derelict vehicle. Section 9832, parking or storage in residential districts. Section 9833, occupation for living purposes. And Section 122312, permitted uses. Additional license required would be a permit required, and the summary of findings is Officer Greg McClellan received this complaint from the Ocala Police Department in reference to a person at the location renting out sheds and travel trailers to live in. Officer McClellan responded to this location and spoke with the man renting the spaces. Officer McClellan has worked with the respondents to correct the violations at those locations, but all attempts by Officer McClellan to have the respondent remedy all the violations have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. Staff has a recommendation. I can read into the record.
Yes, sir.
We find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 34121 and 122, 9832, 9833, and 122-312. Order to 1. Cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris. 2. Remove all abandoned, untagged, inoperable vehicles and get them properly registered and operational. 3. Not use any travel trailers or storage sheds for living purposes. And 4. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed in 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, which results in a lien against the property. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. Officer McClellan, photographs reflect the condition of the property?
Yes.
Okay, and we've got... So, just making sure I understand, we've got abandoned vehicles on here, we've got parking or storage of, in residential, what's being parked, and help me out a little bit.
There was 3 sheds on the property, 2 of which people were renting and living in the sheds, hooked up to plumbing, and one of them with a full bathroom and everything. 2 travel trailers, which people inside the house in the catty corner in the back of the property, renting out those, all hooked up to city sewer, illegally.
and renting out rooms in the house also. There was junk and debris around the back of the house, overgrowth around the property.
Okay. All right, then I will find the respondent guilty and adopt the city's recommendation.
We can proceed to the next portion of the docket. Request for parking violation hearing. And the city is in support of these two citations. One was parked in a lot that the city owns, but they're in contract with a company downtown. Person basically just forgot to put the parking permit in the window. We issued a citation, it's their first time, so please support it. That citation can be dismissed. That's PRK 15-0039. The second one we're asking to be dismissed is PRK 15-0045. Citation was written in error.
Okay. All right, so, you want me to find them not guilty and dismiss the citation? All right.
Tell me what comes to the petition section of your agenda, for your docket, I'm sorry. All three cases are all the same, different respondents, but the situation is that they were late on paying the business tax certificate. This is the first time offense for them, and the city traditionally forgives the fee or the fine for late payment on the community's any of these situations with business tax certificates. So we're asking to cities saying that they support all of their petitions of all three cases.
Of all three. And there,
yes, C115-0181, C115-0216, and C115-0262. All first time offenders.
Okay, and they've all gotten there.
Correct.
Okay, and so, so you want me to waive the penalty fee?
Yes, sir. That will bring us to the last portion of the docket, the consent agenda for non-compliance. Okay. It attests that all the cases, CON14-0824, CON14-1656, CON14-1730, CON14-1820, and CON15-0052 are all still out of compliance.
So asking me to impose the fines?
Yes, agree with the previous order.
All right, I will do so.
And then, city respectfully requests that all evidence, testimony, and certifications are included in the record and the city rests.
Well, order, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You too.